we have a lot of serious issues facing this community. Dwindling budgets, illegal drugs, downtown parking. But one ever-present problem is doggy doo on our downtown streets.
That's John Fiekelman, excrement management specialist for the city of Ketchikan. Fiekelman says the city has been working hard to enforce pet cleanup laws, but says it is a difficult problem to tackle when the perpetrator is long gone before a citation can be issued. Fiekelman says the city tries to do what it can, such as provide dog doo bags in dispensers along the waterfront and at parks, but that and other efforts often go unnoticed. One person is trying to do something about it.
Hi, I'm Helga Fartzenpooter, president, founder, and sole member of POOP, People Opposing Obnoxious Piles.
Fartzenpooter combs the streets looking for dog droppings, placing brightly colored flags into each pile. She says the purpose is to draw attention to the problem, as well as warn pedestrians where not to step. The flags have sayings on them such as, "Thank Poop for this warning," "Poop protected," and "Don't tread on me." Fartzenpooter says she's tried to recruit others to the cause, but so far has been unsuccessful.
You know, most people just don't appreciate poop. They support the idea, I think, but they just don't want to get down and dirty and do something about it.
Fartzenpooter almost has a sixth sense or radar when it comes to spotting piles. Some are located at the edges of benches or under them, while others are in muddy areas. I spent an afternoon with her observing her work.
Ah, gee, this is an especially messy one. God, ew, what were you feeding your dog? Hey! Hey, you! I hope you're gonna clean that up! Thank you!
Fartzenpooter had already placed at least 30 warning flags when Police Sergeant Eric Branson approached us.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'll have to ask you to stop doing that.
Doing what?
I'm sorry, ma'am, but you can't place objects in the street. It's a citable offense.
Are you kidding me?
No, ma'am.
Ah! Well, that's cooked! Stuh! After feed a bogan!
I can see that, ma'am, but you still can't place little flags in it. That would be littering. You'll need to remove them.
Man.
Looking dejected and disappointed, Fartzenpooter reluctantly removed the flags from her day's work. But she says she's not giving up.
This is not the end of poop. Oh, God. Oh, man, I just stepped in it. Oh, gross.
In Ketchikan, on April Fool's Day, I'm Maria Dudzak.